But Tim was far away in India, listening to the roar of furnaces and watching the half-naked Hindus with their clumsy hands on his beloved blower. As he caressed the huge fan blades and felt the smooth steel of the foot-thick shaft which turned them, he dreamed of the work they would do and thrilled with pride. He, Tim Croghan, had helped to build this thing. Shut inside the blower. Lingering thus within the huge machine, he forgot the passage of time, failed to notice the dead silence which had closed around him. Suddenly, he became aware that he was alone, shut away from the world of men. He turned back to the manhole opening. It was nowhere to be seen. The extension lamp, which he had abandoned in his ramblings in favor of the pocket flashlight, was gone. Instantly, Tim, wide awake and trembling, was running cold fingers over the inside of the huge machine. Yes, there it was, the manhole, with the cover closed and bolted, tied in place. The boss's words seemed to echo through the dark space within the machine. "Close her up when you're done."
"Gee, I was going to,"
moaned the boy. "Some other fellow must have done it and have taken the lamp away. They thought I had gone home." Tim's first impulse was to shout. Then he remembered that no human sound could possibly be heard through that inch of steel. In his distress, his mind was perfectly clear. Let's see. What had the imprisoned man on the submarine S-4 done when the divers were outside trying to help them? They had banged on the metal walls of their prison, of course, with something heavy. That wrench, where was it? Right here by the bolt that he had tightened, surely, just as he had left it to go exploring. With fingers that trembled so hard that precious minutes were wasted, Tim fumbled with his flashlight and began to search for the wrench. It wasn't there. It had slipped down somewhere. There was no telling what had become of it. And then Tim remembered that it was long past quitting time. The shop would be deserted except for the night watchman in his faraway little office. Even if he had the wrench, no amount of banging would ever raise him.